Hey everyone, we're so excited to tell you about our new membership.
We're creating exclusive After Dark episodes, monthly live Q&A and discussion calls,
and even some exclusive merch.
See all the benefits and tiers at patreon.com/glampolyam.
You can't tell someone where to look.
Yeah.
Like, that is a whole other level.
Excuse me, I'm at the fucking dentist, okay?
I
promise you I'm not flirting.
Right?
I got this dentist's tools in my mouth.
This is Glamorous and Polyamorous,
a show about exploring polyamory and other forms of non-monogamy after religion.
I'm Kelly Smith.
And I'm Zavi Benjamin. So today we are talking about jealousy, and I feel like jealousy is one of those things that people bring up.
Yeah, totally. I feel like that's the first thing that someone says to you whenever you say that you're polyamorous. They're like, oh, I could never be polyamorous. I'm too jealous for that.
Right.
Or how do you deal with the jealousy? Don't you get jealous? You get all of those questions all the time.
I hear a lot of people also say, like, I don't like to share.
Yeah.
Or I don't share.
I don't share very well.
Like, you just straight out, I don't share. So,
and I feel like those type of people, it doesn't matter what type of relationship you're in, you're going to be a jealous person then if you're a jealous person. And there's going to be moments maybe where you feel jealousy in polyamory, but I feel like it's either you are a jealous person or you're not.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that it doesn't matter the situation of your dating style. Like, you can be monogamous and jealous.
Wait, so you feel like you're either jealous or you're not jealous? You're either a jealous person or not a jealous person?
I feel like if you're a jealous person, you're going to be jealous whether you're in a monogamous relationship or in a polyamorous relationship. Now, I feel like there can be circumstances where you do feel jealousy.
Yeah.
And that's, I think it's by situation, not necessarily a quality that you have.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I think that's the thing is, like, and I know that I've used this word as well. I've said, oh, I'm not a jealous person, or I've described people as jealous people or non-jealous people.
Yeah.
And I don't know how accurate that wording is, because ultimately, yeah, what it means is, are you a person that deals with your jealousy and sees, maybe questions what it is as an emotion? Or do you let it just drive you and kind of not have any curiosity as to why you're feeling what you're feeling? Because I feel like jealousy is a human emotion. Anybody is going to feel it.
But I think, yeah, I think you're right. Like, many people conflate jealousy with other feelings, or they conflate jealousy with envy. Whereas a person that's jealous is afraid or feels threatened that a third party is going to take something from them. But envious is like, you feel like you are envious of something someone else has.
I just recently read this, I think on a Facebook post, was someone said that jealousy is really just a mask for fear or insecurity. And so when you feel jealous, it's important to ask yourself, like, which one of those two am I possibly feeling?
Yeah.
And I thought that was such a huge, it kind of blew my mind when I read that, because I think I've kind of been doing that kind of thinking in my head already, but I hadn't been able to distill it down into such an easy thing, because I think we had talked about this when we were starting to prepare this episode. Like, I told you that there are a few questions that I like to ask myself about my jealousy when I feel like I'm going through it, or when I feel like I'm feeling it. But I feel like ultimately that is such a great way to distill it down. What are you feeling really? What is the core of the jealousy?
Yeah.
Are you feeling insecure? Are you feeling afraid of something?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, afraid of something being taken away from you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think that there are a lot of fears that can start playing a role in this kind of stuff. And you start telling this huge story in your mind.
Right.
Making it way bigger than what might actually happen.
Yeah. And I think that goes along with, like, a good thing to ask yourself, is this real or am I imagining it? Am I imagining this is actually happening, this fear of something being taken away, or is it actually happening? But jealousy, whenever I think of jealousy, it always reminds me of that show, 90 Day Fiancé, where the one couple was, she was in the Philippines and he was in the United States, and they were on FaceTime 24/7 because she was so jealous of him looking at other women or being around other women.
Right.
Even when he went to the dentist, he had to have her on the camera so that anytime she talked to any other woman. And then when she was at church, she's like, look straight ahead, look forward. That's all. He couldn't look anywhere else. And it's like, what is going on? Like, to me, that is a whole other level of jealousy.
But don't you feel like that is jealousy combined with other things already? Because it's jealousy and possessiveness. I mean, why do you feel that level of ownership over someone else's time?
Right, to control where they look.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't tell someone where to look.
Yeah.
Like, that is a whole other level.
Excuse me, I'm at the fucking dentist, okay?
I
promise you I'm not flirting.
Right?
I got this dentist's tools in my mouth. I know. And not in a good way. You know, like, I feel like that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. But that goes to the core of finding out what are your true feelings, I think. Like, what is it that's causing you to feel that way?
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, let's talk a little bit more, like, specifically. Can you give me a time that you felt jealousy? And what did you do to work through those feelings?
Yeah, I feel like I have experienced jealousy, but I wouldn't consider myself to be a jealous person. And the times that I have experienced it, I feel like it was, I had not really a fear of losing something, but it was more coming from a fear of missing out. Like, oh, I was jealous that my partner was spending more time with this person than they were spending with me. And I was like, oh, am I missing out on something? And that was a time when I felt jealous. But what it really boiled down to was like, okay, how am I truly feeling about this? I had to take a step back and think, like, what was causing me to feel that way? And it was my fear of being abandoned, my abandonment issues, and feeling left out, which stems from my childhood. And so I think that is what has helped me. When I step back and think about it, that helps me a lot to deal with it. To be like, okay, wait, the person is not actually going to abandon me. But it's more in my head of that fear of that they're going to abandon me.
That just goes to prove what we were talking about a little bit earlier about jealousy being a mask for those two other emotions of fear and insecurity. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like in my experience as well, it has been one of those two. So the experience that I had was, and this is one of the experiences that I feel like I like looking back on, because I think I had a personal breakthrough in terms of my way of managing my feelings of jealousy. And also, again, working through that emotion to see what was under it.
Mm.
And this happened with you and I. You had a sexual experience with somebody else that I had always really wanted to have with you.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, that made me really jealous. And I think it was twofold. I was afraid that you didn't want to have that sexual experience with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that also made me very insecure. Mm-hmm. About myself and whether, like, it started me down this rabbit hole of questioning, like, had I been someone safe for you to experience that with? Had I, like, I felt so, I felt so bad, honestly, about myself in that moment.
Yeah. What do you feel like helped you through that situation then?
I do think that polyamorous content in this regard had helped me already.
Oh.
Because there was a lot of polyamorous content that I was already aware of that talked about jealousy, that talked about the fact that, you know, this is a feeling that is normal for everyone, mm-hmm. that it's something that you can navigate, that it doesn't, you don't have to listen to, again, what the story of the jealousy is telling you, yeah. but rather examine it, question it, and see what else you can find out about yourself and about how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that I kind of had those tools, I guess, you know, I had those yeah. tools when the situation arose. I had those tools when the situation arose. And so I feel like I was able to work through that jealousy and examine what were the deeper feelings of it. And I think since then, I've had many moments of jealousy over, you know, you and other partners that I've had. And I think that continues to help me is asking myself, like, what is this telling me about me? What is this feeling telling me about the relationship? And is there truly anything that I need to act on or discuss? Because there are some times when, and I think I've had partners do this with me as well, where they have communicated, look, there's nothing you need to do to change. You have done nothing wrong, but I just want to inform you that that's how I felt.
I feel like for me, I think at the beginning of our journey, I experienced a lot more jealousy than I do now, obviously, because I've felt those feelings of jealousy when you had your first girlfriend of like, oh, he's spending a lot of time with her.
Yeah.
And, but then I learned to like, look at myself and like, wait, why am I feeling this? I don't own this person. I don't own their time. And so it was more a feeling of possession, I think, at the beginning for me of like, because we were in a marriage, we were a monogamous, like we were told, you know, you had to do everything together to then all of a sudden, okay, we're two separate people. We each are our own person. So we don't own each other's time. It was more a realization that I don't own your time or you don't owe me your time either.
Right.
And I think something that has helped me to deal with jealousy when I have those feelings is just get the reassurance from my partner that they still love me. They still want to be with me, because I think the stem of that jealousy sometimes for me comes from that fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
So I have to seek out my partner and get the reassurance that they still want to be with me. They still want to spend time with me. And then I need to just reassure myself.
Yeah.
And tell myself, no, they're not leaving me for this other person.
Right.
But they do want to spend time with me, and just reassure myself.
I think that's a great point, because I realize that there are times where all that is needed to make that feeling feel better is a little bit of reassurance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I feel like it's tough sometimes to know when it's safe to ask for that and to put yourself on the line, because to a certain extent it is vulnerable. And I think that that is an important thing to acknowledge, that it's vulnerable to say, I'm feeling jealous and I need reassurance.
And sometimes, like we were talking about earlier, the jealousy or those feelings of insecurity can be real or they can be imaginative. You can be thinking this in your head.
Yeah.
So it's good to just calm your own imagination down and be like, tell yourself, no, this is just in my head.
Yeah.
If you're feeling a certain way, or if you are feeling a certain way, dive into those feelings and be like, why am I feeling this way?
One of the tools that I have loved from therapy is that my therapist has said that when I'm dealing with difficult feelings, that I can internally act as a loving parent and question, ask the wounded child inside of me,
mm-hmm.
what's wrong?
That's a good one.
And even something so small as that has been huge for me. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm a very sensitive and an emotional person. And so I feel like when my emotions are heightened, I'm feeling a lot of different things. And I feel like there's so many thoughts going through my head.
Yeah.
That there are times where I know that I'm upset about something. I just don't know what it is or why.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that fundamental thing has really helped me calm myself down, especially in moments of more heightened emotions, like jealousy can sometimes be, and just be like, what's wrong? And again, going back to what we were talking about earlier, what am I afraid of?
Yeah.
What insecurity is this situation bringing out?
And I think it's good to talk to your partners about what those insecurities are that you have.
True.
So they are aware of them, so they know maybe not to trigger them, or they know what your insecurities are so that when you are feeling a certain way, they can, again, reassure you.
Like, you know what? I have an insecurity of when you say that I'm high, and I am high, but I still feel like I'm functioning high, so what the fuck is the problem, you know? Like, but I realize that the reason why that triggers me so much is because I feel insecure about it. I feel like, oh no, am I showing that I'm like, you know, too stoned? But it's like, who cares, you know? I function great. I'm a very functional stoner, shall we say. So what is your key takeaway from this topic?
I feel like when you're dealing with jealousy or feelings of jealousy, it's okay to feel your feelings, feel them out, see where they lead to, and really think about, okay, why am I jealous? What's making me feel this way? Is it something that I'm insecure about, or am I afraid of something happening? And really feel those feelings and talk about it with your partner or partners, and try to come up with a solution as to what can help you to feel more comfortable or push through that and see what the real issue is.
So for me, my key takeaway, the story that the jealousy is telling you in your head isn't real. It's not a real story. And I think identifying it as such is so liberating, because I think that this is one of the perks of being non-monogamous, is that I think a lot of us have realized that jealousy doesn't have to be this static thing that just happens to me, that I'm not in control of. It is someone else's fault. Someone did this to me, and that's why I'm feeling jealous. I think that that is really the key for me, is that owning the emotion and questioning it and then working through it, I think actually gives you back control over, again, these feelings of sometimes inadequacy, of insecurity, of fear, that are totally okay. It's totally okay for you to feel that.
Yeah. Allow yourself to process it.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to feel that.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you a ton. We'd love to hear from you. Whether you'd like to leave a comment or send us an email at hello@glampolyam. We would appreciate so much if you wrote us a review. If you write us a review and you send us a DM, we will send you our new Slut for Kind People sticker. Where can people find us on the internet, Kel?
People can find us at Glam Polyam on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Threads.
Yeah. All the places. Glam Polyam. Thank you so much for listening. If you know someone that might love our show,
please share it with them, as that's the best way for new people to find the podcast, and it would mean so much to us.
Thank you.